Beginning by once again feeling into our sitting posture. Feeling our bodies sitting in the chair or on cushions. Being aware of the points of contact. And settling in to the sitting position. And breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. Being aware of the flow of the breath. Being aware of the body opening to greet the breath as it comes in with every in-breath. And being aware of the body relaxing and releasing the out-breath. Every cycle of the breath, an opening up and a releasing. And allowing awareness now to move down the body. Giving ourselves the opportunity to be fully aware of exactly how our bodies are feeling. And also to release any last remnants of tension that may be present. So we move awareness through the head and the face. Allowing that awareness to soften the muscles. Allowing awareness to release with the breath. So the muscles of the head and the face softening as awareness moves through. And the same in the neck and the shoulders. Each and every muscle releasing its tension. each and every muscle softening with that gentle touch of awareness as it moves through. And allowing awareness to move down the arms. Even the very fingers of both hands seeming to soften. To release. Releasing any sense of holding or grasping. And allowing the whole of the upper body to settle downwards into the chair and the cushions. Again, letting go, releasing any need to maintain a particular posture. Allowing the body to rest. And awareness now moving down the legs and into the feet. The muscles softening as it passes. Last vestiges of tension and of stress draining away through the soles of the feet and out into the floor and into the earth. Whole body coming to rest as completely as it can right now. There's nothing that's needing to be done. Nothing that's needing to be changed. No effort that needs to be made. The body just rests with the flow of the breath. Opening and releasing, coming to rest. And as best we can, allowing the mind to begin to come to rest with the body. Just like the body, the mind can release its own tension. Perhaps also breathing away that tension with every breath out. The mind resting with the body. Bodily sensations come and go. Thoughts come and go. Feelings and emotions arise and dissipate. Memories come into awareness. The mind leaves them alone, they just go. Even the very processes of the mind, processes of perception, of coping, distraction, suppression, repression, all of these processes of the mind will come and go. You're just allowing the mind to rest with the body. As the breath flows, sometimes the mind will become distracted. Becoming aware of the distraction, we release it. As the mind rests, even distraction comes and goes. There is no effort involved, as mind and body are coming to rest, everything flows. Everything moves on. Absolutely nothing that we're needing to do. and continuing to rest mind and body with the breath. As best we can. I'm going to invite you to bring into this state a restfulness, a feeling of love. Maybe right now that can just be generated as it is. Or maybe it'd be easier to visualize somebody for whom you have or have had very strong feelings of love. Doesn't matter actually if it's a person. Could be some other thing, a pet perhaps, or a place, that for whatever reason engenders a very strong feeling of love. So allowing that to form inside you. Perhaps your heart feels full of love for someone and something. Maybe right now it's difficult even to feel a sense of love. So we don't hurry, we don't force things. Simply allowing that sense of love, which is innate in all of us, to gradually come to the surface. So we're becoming aware of the feeling of love within us. Giving ourselves time to feel. Allowing the feelings to come to the surface, rather than trying to generate them. Feelings of love can and will arise spontaneously. If we are simply resting and allowing them. And if you're feeling that your heart is full of love, then allow it to spill out into the rest of the body. If feelings of love are only slowly forming, as best you can, just gradually allowing them to move outwards. Slowly but surely, filling the body with a sense of love. Asking ourselves, how does it feel when the body begins to fill with a sense of love? What does love feel like? Is it warm? Is it cold? Is it soft? Is it hard? Is it spacious or is it tight? How does it feel? Is it accepting or denying? Closing down or opening up? How does the body feel when it begins to experience a sense of love? And how does the mind feel when it rests in a body that is full of that sense of love? But if right now we have managed to find that sense of love, allowing ourselves to be filled with it, how does it feel to allow that love to radiate from us? The sense of that love moving out of the body, perhaps radiating out through the skin. Moving out into this room, perhaps. Moving outside this room, into the world. And whatever lies beyond. A sense of warmth, perhaps, radiating out from us all. Maybe a sense of a warm light, a soft light, shining through us and out through our skin, into the rest of the world. A sense of warmth and of love with which we can meet even the hardest and cruelest of circumstances. Sense that no matter how difficult things may be, everything can be softened. We can open up. Everything can be achieved, can be coped with. That sense of soft warmth, that sense of love. So sitting here right now as best we can, allowing ourselves, if you wish, to bathe in this sense of love. Feeling its warmth and its softness. Opening up to it, breathing it in. maybe even recognizing it, as a natural state of being. Never forgetting that it is innate within us, and that we don't have to try to feel it. All that's needed is just coming to rest, allowing what is innate within us to express itself. To grow, recognizing it always as an integral part of us.